Music critic Milo Miles takes us back to the days of the early 1960s when college students got bitten by the blues and fell for folk music. Milo says the style fared best with brash youngsters like John Kerner, Dave Ray, and Tony Glover. They were intoxicated with the style of music they had discovered and gave little thought to being polished professionals with a career. Playing folk blues was almost reward enough in itself for them, and that keeps it fresh for us now.
One of the smartest and most soulful records of the entire urban folk revival has been reissued. And that's good news for anyone who cares about the history of blues in America. In an era when the Kingston Trio were considered get-down, funky guys, guitarist John Kerner and Dave Ray and harmonica player Tony Glover left the genuine rough bark on their material. They were among the first white baby boomers to preserve backcountry inflection and strutting boogie rhythms in their performances. Their 1963 debut album was called Blues, Rags, and Hollers. It was picked up from a tiny label by Elektra Records, and its straightforward vigor helped make Elektra the company of choice for serious young folk music revivalists.
I woke up in the morning, read the morning news. They said it was a murder. There won't no clues. There wasn't only one. There's three women then. I asked my baby, no, what she said was Creepy John. Who had my mother Creepy John? Well, yeah, now people, they know the word Creepy John. All the women went home.
What's especially outstanding about Blues, Rags, and Hollers is that unlike most of the records made during the urban folk revival, it still sounds juicy and tough. Even though blues is a lot more widely heard and appreciated now, this album is not merely a period piece or a nice try. Glover's witty, vivid liner notes make clear how much cutting a folk blues record was unknown territory for all concerned. In fact, their combination of fervor and fumbling makes them sound like an indie rock band starting out today. Kerner, Ray, and Glover offered a mix of covers and new material, the sharpest originals coming from Kerner and his seven-string guitar. He's got the most robust sense of humor, and numbers like Creepy John show he knew how to be eerie and funny at once. It was imperative at the time to perform even Muddy Waters tunes acoustically, and a certain earnest naivete is unavoidable, though the hints of blackface that crop up here are quite forgivable. These guys just wanted to be bad dudes like their idols.
It was a cold, dark day in the month of August. My mother gave birth to a boy, was a jazz. She was 6 feet tall on the day he was born. All the women was together now outside his home and crying. I know a stick left here. I said, yes, it does, baby, and I'll declare you ain't getting too near.
Of course, the urban folk revival was doomed to fade. It was, after all, no more than an icebreaker movement. Soon, folk and blues originators and current stars began to take their proper place in the spotlight. But anyone can still hear the joy of discovering the blues in the work of Kerner, Ray, and Glover. Even when their songs concern hard times and discouragement, they sound optimistic. The air of camaraderie is infectious, and for them, simply presenting this music was an affirmation of American vitality. All that's left to complete their dandy brief chapter is to bring back two of their other records, lots more Blues, Rags, and Hollers, and the return of Kerner, Ray, and Glover.
Milo Miles is a writer living in Cambridge. Blues, Rags, and Hollers is on Elektra Red House Records.